My uncle lived at 169,000 South Cicero Avenue.
169,000.
That's because in America, you know, the streets were laid out after the invention of footwear. No offense.
You are actually you're really from Chicago, yeah?
And well, guess what? You're talking about your new website. Congratulations! Yeah. I have a website. It's called emophillips.com, and I didn't install it. I don't even know how I don't even know how electricity works. All I know is it calms me, you know.
And could you pass that over?
It's about the place. And I'm on the last leg of my UK tour.
Sure, yes, you are.
You're in Harrow, aren't you, on Friday?
Don't rub it in.
We go as far as at Milton Keynes on Thursday, Harrow on Friday, and Saturday at the Colchester Arts Centre. Now, that's a big old tour. You've been over here since the 12th of May. Here's something I could. Have you observed anything about this country while you've been here?
Oh!
I'm just going for a long walk, everyone.
Well, yeah, I had black pudding at a hotel. And I said, what is this? It's delicious. And they said, it's fried pig's blood. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, my God. I never thought of frying it.
Now, the poster, if this is the poster here, Emo, it has you tied up with a doll as looking as most people have presumed you probably still look, perhaps, if they haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, it's a doll of me when I was only 35.
Exactly, with the long Richard III style haircut.
And my humpback.
How did the big change come around, the big change?
Well, I thought with my haircut, I thought, well, for the new millennium, you know, my God, let's have a new... I had lice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's a tremendous new look.
It's the same emo, though. You know, the same. You know, I'm 46 now.
Yeah.
I'm married. I've always wanted a loving, beautiful wife, and then she's always wanted, you know, to be an American.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Well, this is on Friday at the Harrow Arts Centre, and as I say, you've been here since the 12th of May, and that'll be on the 21st, the day before my 45th birthday. I won't be here on Friday.
That's quite convenient.
Well, it does happen to rhyme with the England-Brazil game. Yes, it does. But however, it is my birthday the next day, so that's why I'm not here Friday. The station asked me not to make too much of that. However, you two will be, I understand. By the way, Emo, if you want to stick around.
It was a bit up in the air about
2 hours away.
I'd be happy to sleep under the counter here.
Like most people do around here.
No, I'm going to be here, but it was a bit up in the air about whether Mark was going to be here.
Well, Mark has an announcement. Do you not?
I don't have any form of announcement to make.
Or is there still bargaining going on?
There's still bargaining going on.
Okay, other things you can call us for before 9 o'clock. You can ring up and claim your Shakespeare character, although we've had no calls at all. so far, you can't.
Oddly enough.
Was just certainly giving away TV theme tunes between now and 9 o'clock, but then it's over. It's only to celebrate the website being launched. Television yourself, do you grow up watching much television? Are you a huge television fan?
All the time. Television, radio, music. You know what my passion now is? Going to jazz clubs.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's nothing I like better than just to listen to some pothead practice scales for 4 hours.
You know? I've watched that Ken Burns. I got the Ken Burns jazz CD.
Oh, isn't that fun?
It's a four CD, but they trimmed it for Britain by 5 hours, and it's still like 19 hours. And I'm serious, they trimmed it over here, and friends said, you've got to get the American version because it's got the extra 5 hours. And I've had a go with jazz, and I don't say this because close friends of mine say, they look at me still like in rock and roll and stuff, and this silly old Nick Martin, you know, John Martin and Nick Drake and stuff. And they said, no, jazz is the way forward. I could hear the Louis Armstrong stuff. I like that. It sounded like Disneyland, Main Street Disneyland. I thought, oh, that's good. I can see that because that's Disney music. And
it appeals to you, Disney.
Yeah, Steamboat Willie, it was all of that. But once it got into bebop, it's not. It's just not, as you quite rightly described, it's scales up and down and up.